This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Three of the four leading candidates for governor came to answer questions from the Baton Rouge Press Club Monday. That left the door open for sniping at David Vitter.
Let me address just briefly the elephant not in the room, who has chosen not to come, not to answer any questions, not to confront the issues.
Jay Darden has not shied away from taking verbal shots at Vitter before, and yesterday's forum was no exception.
I think it's a foreshadowing of what may happen if we had another governor who's going to avoid the press and who's not going to be willing to answer questions and talk to people every day.
The Vitter campaign launched attack ads over the weekend targeting Darden.
How liberal is Jay Darden?
And Scott Angell.
Scott Angell has a lot in common with Obama.
Asked about the attack ads, Angell said,
"We all know that you don't get attacked unless you ride on somebody's heel. So I want to thank David for doing that. I expect more of it, and I'm looking forward to responding."
Darden observed,
"Senator Vitter seems to be attacking me and Commissioner Angell, and not going after John Bell very much. We know who David Vitter wants in a runoff."
And John Bell Edwards commented,
"All I'll say is I'm glad it's you and you. But it'll be me soon enough. I suspect Senator Vitter's still looking for something to attack me on."
Angell had previously made it a point not to attack any competitors, but he showed a different side Monday. Not only did Angell bring up various examples of Vitter's voting record in the state legislature, but he had the quote of the day.
"I'm not running because David's been wrong on fornication. I'm running because David's wrong on education, on medication, on transportation, and on litigation."
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.